Chris talks about changing the system.
I just returned from Greensboro, North Carolina. There on Elm Street is a now defunct F.W. Woolworth store where the civil rights movement began on February 1st, 1960. Four black college students sat down at the lunch counter and asked to be served. Of course, they were turned down, but they kept coming back day after day, and eventually white people joined the group, and in the end, Woolworth changed its whites-only policy. One reason the sit-in was successful is because the issue was easy to understand. Human beings should not be discriminated against because of their skin color. Contrast that with the muddled message of the Occupy movement 1 year old today. They're marking the anniversary by tying up traffic on K Street, but does anybody fully understand their gripe? It seems to be about, quote, fairness and economic equality. But here's what I've learned. Life isn't always fair. However, in this country, for the most part, the harder you work, the more you try, the more fair and equal things become. Just some food for thought, occupiers. And a core value.
Chris Kaur, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.